Welcome to another podcast entitled, In Other Words. This podcast features various Adventist Review staff who share their insights, observations, and viewpoints. This particular podcast is written and narrated by Dr. Leo Caesar, Associate Editor of the Adventist Review magazine.
Who is for peace? For instantaneous and grandly choral response, consider the United Nations. From the founding 51 in 1945 to the last and 193rd joining member, South Sudan, Thursday, July 14, 2011, everybody, everywhere is for peace, and with signatures to prove it. Its founding was, quote, a victory against war itself. U.S. President Harry Truman laying out the common commitment of all, quote, to practice tolerance and live together in peace with one another. Also, to ensure by the acceptance of principles and of the institution of methods that armed force shall not be used save in the common interest. That's from the UN preamble to the Constitution. I tremble with emotion watching film of the UN's establishment, or simply thinking about how close discussion and planning came to breaking down over important issues. But agreement came, and so did voting time, with Britain's Lord Halifax, almost 6.5 feet tall, presiding over the decisive session on an issue he said was, quote, as important as any we shall ever vote in our lifetime. San Francisco's Opera House had never witnessed such an exhilarating flood of feelings. Physical and mental exhaustion seasoned now with unprecedented hope. The flood lifted those 850 leaders to their feet as one to vote aye and yes in representation of their delegations and nations, in favor of an idea so long fantasized about and struggled over. They rose to vote in unison after years of divisive international disruption, after the chaos and destruction of two global conflicts, to vote, quote, to end war and promote peace, justice, and better living, unquote, for all humanity. Their climactic vote marked a major step. The organization would actually come into existence once the governments of the five veto-wielding powers, along with a majority of the signatory states, had ratified the June Charter and deposited the necessary documentation at the U.S. State Department. October 24, 1945, 4 months after San Francisco, the UN organization became a fait accompli. Neighbor nations India and Pakistan have fought each other in 4 wars and innumerable skirmishes since signing the charter. Iran and Iraq were both signatories when the latter invaded the former, September 22, 1980. Argentina was an original signatory, as was the United Kingdom of Great Britain and Northern Ireland, 2 original members who have since fought each other over islands whose very name they cannot find peace about. The United States has never declared war since the UN was established. Some late-night TV wag may use this to prove that since the 1950s, America has been at peace with North Korea and the Vietnamese, Afghanistan and Iraq, and now Syria in specific and the world in general. Standing for peace and right and good is a global non-issue. The only bodies in the universe that don't stand for peace and good may be some of the dead ones. And maybe one reason why sudden destruction will strike is that too many still don't know what peace means. There may be another way for the Halifaxes of all the world. The Prince of Peace wants to lead us all there.
In Other Words is a regular podcast series featuring Adventist Review staff. We invite you to subscribe to our magazine by going to AdventistReview.org. That's AdventistReview.org.